Well, yeah. Woke up walking again. Woke up walking again. This happens maybe 3 or 4 times a year. Woke up walking again. Woke up walking again. In a city of maze. I never want to be. Woke up walking again. So me and my friend Soplicker scrambled up over the hill all drunk and stumblish. We found a video game right in the middle of a grove of trees, the power cord descending into the earth, and it was on. We played it a little bit. After a while, the machine started like rocking and trembling and making buzzing noises, and it was more and more disturbing. We got to the point where we won't play the game anymore. We backed up. So we got the fuck out of there. Was much else we could do, and went on downtown. Most of the city lights were off, and you could hear gunshots always somewhere in the distance from all directions. Really seemed like all hell had broken loose and nothing is ever going to be the same again. And yeah, of course, that's right. Yeah. There used to be this ancient arcade, long, old, decrepit wooden building built, I don't know, maybe 1932. It was on Maze Road, about a mile across the fields from my home. Its heyday was back then, 1930 through 1954. It stayed open until the late 90s. And I used to go there. The best thing about it was they had a lot of vintage pinball tables they kept up. They never had too many of the newer video games, and usually they were some off mutant product ripoff of the licensed game. We serve food there too, hamburgers and drinks and stuff. And the place always seems so desolate. So desolate. A couple boys, maybe a 15 and a 16 year old, punkish, angry kids, which would hang out and play games and mostly just an empty building. I don't even ever recall seeing the help. So, back when I was in 6th grade, when the girls first started getting these little butt breasts, and we first started thinking of them as sexual objects, switching our fantasies to some degree from the solely teachers and high school girls we'd see in their much more developed stuff. And it was a great embarrassment to me that my dad started fucking our sexiest classmate with the best of the just starting to bud breast. Even worse, he killed her. Sometimes when I sleep, I re-experience former lives. One of the ones I especially don't like is one of my past slides, which occurs some 170 years from now, and we go to Mars. I'm an astronaut, and we go to Mars, and we find this alien-made structure, and we go in there. And we're kind of fucked. We're kind of stuck because the structure, it activates, and it's some kind of defense system. Big old, huge, massive, powerful defense system that can project lasers, which I watch kill the crew, one man by man, because it detects movement. If you move very much at all, you're gonna die. It's gonna fucking kill you. And even excessive trembling is good enough to set it off and zap you. I'm the last one now. Trouble is, when it's activated, I hadn't gotten all the way down. I'm still holding myself up with my arms. I can't hold myself up as long as these sensors are going to be active. At some point, I'm going to tremble too much. And I'm going to die again. Because I'll keep on coming back to this life amongst others. And in the history of Kansas, there were what I guess now you would call cryptozoological animals, but the Native Americans knew them well. They started dying out shortly before the dust storm. There were quite a few of these animals. Some were probably still around somewhere. But I encountered one of these cryptozoological animals on my grandfather's farm. I was probably about 7 or 6. The woodfish. At first glance, it's camouflaged to pass itself off as a cast-off piece of tree wood. But it's got articulated limbs. It's a water animal that can go days, maybe weeks on land. Most amazingly, it's intelligent. And it's got a head like a human, an old wise human. Its body looks like wood with twigs and branches that are at slims. I only saw it once. It was along the shelter belt at my grandfather's house around 72, 71. They're probably all extinct now. I sure the fuck hope they survive, though. I didn't dare fucking touch it. Even a little kid, as I was then, had some respect. In the field just south of the shelter belt where I live, South Field, once there was a monarch, a dictator named Cementhead. Cementhead. His very name struck terror in the children. It was not uncommon for him to kill people, peasants, in daily events like the opening of a bank. He happens to kill someone. Cement head. That wasn't his name originally. That was his post-revolution name. Because at some point, people can take this fucking tyranny. He might be a fucking some kind of weird dictator, superhero, motherfucker, Conan. Here's a little secret, motherfucker. Enough of you get angry, we can take you out. Here's a little secret, motherfucker. Enough of you. And we get angry, and we take you out. And when they did, it was a fucking brutal revolution that cracked the economy, that cracked society. And Cement Head was taken down. He's somewhat of a superhero, and they had to hold him down in a
one of the 270,000 things that's unique about me is that I grew up on this farm in folded space and time and space and whatever, alternative dimensions all mixing together. One of those unstable areas of the world. For example, as a child, when the fold was more prevalent, I would sometimes see brontosauruses walking like thunderstorms with their loud steps. But more often I would find their footprints, maybe hear them deep in the night of my sleep, but these friggin' huge-ass footprints, as a kid, being pretty small, they'd fill up with the rain. It'd be little pools, little footprint, brontosaurus footprint pools I could walk in. It's pretty fucking awesome. I'd walk in our south field, and sometimes late at night, especially when the fog is out, sometimes the map would get bigger. Sometimes I'd find contemporary houses of my childhood time, except they're ancient ruins. Sometimes kind of one-third sunk in at an angle into the ground and all the window glass gone. It was crazy. And it wasn't consistent. It wasn't a consistent map, you see. It was folded space. An area where the veil gets thinner and other things kind of slip in here and there and slip out. It's still going on, but it's not near as strong. For whatever reason, as we go on, these gaps get tighter. And as a child, I would often find human teeth in the fields. Human teeth in the backyards. A surprising amount of them. And I would pick one of them out and hold it out to an adult and say, "What's up with these human teeth?" They'd pluck them out of my hands, and it's not human teeth, and they'd throw it as far as they can. And I found out later on, those are the teeth of the people who lived here that we erased to put our face on the land. Teeth in the field. Teeth in the field. Teeth.
Peace in the field. But the Native American is not the original, indigenous, intelligent life forms of this land. There were these swamp creatures, reptilian intelligences, about 3 foot tall, long, dangerous claws. And they ruled the land for about 30 million years. They're intelligent, they didn't leave much of a biological footprint. Not really anything left of them now. Some fossils yet undug. But the land was drying up. Their numbers dwindled from millions to tens of thousands. And when the Native Americans came and got to the Midwest, which was once a endless 200,000 mile wide swamp, but now is a wetlands that goes on like a fever dream. They would kill these beings as they came up for air with their bows, their spears, and their sharpened underwear. And only maybe 17 exist, sleeping deep, deep underground now. I've already seen how it all ends. It looks like fireworks. The end of the world. Bright, beautiful colors. And the people all together in little groups and watch as the world dies. Gather in little groups and watch as the world dies. Gather in little groups and watch as the world dies. Gather in sometimes big groups. All your fucking smartphones out. Video record the end of the world. The end of the world. Video record the end of the world. Video record the end of the world. Video record at the end of the world. Maybe the aliens will check it out.